Hey, it's Nicole Brandon, and welcome to Hourglass Bride. I'm always so excited to do this show because I love sharing passion and romance and love and helping people find the tools and the techniques and the keys and the secrets to really having that happily ever after life that they've always dreamed about. And today's guest, to me, is absolutely so thrilling. Today's guest is someone I actually met several years back. And you know when you meet somebody or something special, there's just in that moment, you have that sort of wah-wah feeling of this energy, this light, this beauty, this great, this wisdom, this knowledge is a gift to the planet. And that's how I felt when I met today's guest. And from the moment that I met her, I knew that the way that she shared, the way that she loved, the way that she penetrated your soul with her thoughts, with her feelings, and the amount of time that she took to care and to really listen was extraordinary. And now I'm so pleased to bring her and her work to you today. I'm thrilled and excited and elated for today's show and today's information. So today we are talking with Jennifer Gaynor-Yeager, and she is an international relationship expert and a life coach. And imagine being an international relationship expert, what it's like to travel the world and be able to help people find and manifest love. What a calling. And Jennifer is certified in the Emotional Freedom Technique with Source Technique and Neuro-Linguistic Programming at the mastery level. I mean, she is the cherry on every sundae of energy and light. And she specializes in working with conscious singles who are really just tired of dating and frustrated because they can't seem to find the right partner. And I know there's so many of you listening and your hands are up. Hang on to the phone. And that's you. I mean, she helps you and she helps people who are in that situation easily, and that's the key word, easily attract their ideal partner. And somebody who's going to love them just for who they are, which I think is what our deepest calling and our deepest desire. And once her clients are in relationships, then she helps them communicate effectively so they can keep their love and their passion alive in long term, which is just incredible. She is the creator of an online group coaching program, and that's available anywhere in the world. And she is also the creator of the signature talk, How to Magnetize Your Mate. The top three keys, and we're going to ask her about those, the top three keys of attracting the love of your life. And so she is amazing. She is a gift. Her work on love, on manifestation, on heart, on finding your ideal partner, and then ultimately having that happily ever after and that ultimate happy life that we all dream of and desire really are her secrets of the universe. So it is with great pleasure that I welcome today's guest, Jennifer Gaynor-Yeager. Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Nicole, and thank you for that amazing introduction. Before we start, I just wanted to share with you that what you were sharing with me about the way that you felt about me, and thank you so much for saying that I was a light. I absolutely felt the same way when I met you. I thought, what an amazing, inspirational woman.
Thank you for that. So it's a mutual admiration, and I'm so excited. I know we've been going back and forth for months to bring you on the show, and I'm so thrilled you're with us today, and your information is just incredible. And one of the first things I love to ask our guests, and you and I have actually never had this conversation, so I'm excited to hear what you have to say, is I love to take people back to when they were kids, when they were 6 or 7 or 8, and I love to ask, did you know? Like I ask people, you know, some people want to be Miss America. They want to be, you know, an astronaut. I asked the Los Angeles fire chief, did you always know you wanted to be a fire chief? And he said, no, not at all. I wanted to be an architect. And I just wanted to ride the truck. So did you always know that you had a talent or a gift for connecting people or for helping people?
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that. What I'm going to preface that with is a story that my aunt, who's probably listening right now, loves to share about me. And she said that when I was a little girl, I had this thing where if somebody, you know, if we were at the grocery store or whatever, and if somebody was in, you know, maybe in kind of a bad mood or looking a little blue, that I would just walk up to them and stare at them till they would smile. And I absolutely love raising people's vibration. I love helping people feel happier. I feel like I've always been able to see when somebody's stuck or blocked in a particular area. And I do feel like I'm very often able to see what's really going on underneath the surface. And now as a relationship coach with all the tools that I've been blessed to learn, I have the tools to help people find those things. What is standing in the way of what they truly desire in their heart? And one thing I want to share about that right off the bat is that, you know, I know sometimes especially when it comes to love relationships, people can get really discouraged. And I absolutely believe that if you have a strong desire in your heart for something, it is there because it is meant to be fulfilled. It's not, you know, there to torture you. It just maybe means that all of the pieces haven't fallen into place yet. And I definitely know that that's something that I feel very strongly about, is we are meant to fulfill our purposes. We are meant to connect with certain people and accomplish certain things on this earth. And as a relationship coach, what I'm really passionate about is helping people find that partner that will help them fulfill their highest purpose for being here. And that's what I define as a conscious partnership. It's not just about having the passion within the relationship. It's about finding that person that will bring out the light in you, that will support you in your real, true purpose for being here. And when you have that going on, I honestly believe that those types of relationships can help change our world in a very positive way.
Well, it's amazing when you say that, you know, because I think most people are so afraid that we're going to meet somebody and have to change for them and have to become something different than who we are, or that it's not possible for someone to love us in all our imperfections because otherwise somebody would have already. And so therefore we must do this or do that. And I love when I was looking at your website, you had a story about your own romance and love, and it was saying that Richard, your husband, that when you met, that he had said to you that this is not a competition. And I remember being stunned by reading that and thinking, wow, imagine someone saying that to you. And so can you talk about that, what that was like?
Yes, I'd love to. And I love what you're bringing up. I wanted to touch what you were talking about before that. But, yes, so on our very first date, if you could believe that, I have, you know, our personalities, our views of the world, our philosophies are so similar, and we're just so in sync with so many things. However, our personalities are – they are complements. Our personalities are actually fairly different, and I tend to be, you know, very, very inspired and energetic and passionate, and also a little on the nervous side. And Rich, if you've ever meet Rich, and I hope you will get the opportunity to, he's got this lovely, mellow, grounded energy. And on our very first date, you know, we'd gone to dinner and you know, we went for a walk on the beach and we were sitting on the swings. And I was just sort of rambling because I was a little nervous because I could kind of tell, like, this man really likes me. I could get the feel. I was like, okay, this is – he told me before we'd met in person, he said, if we're attracted to each other, this relationship is going to go somewhere. And, of course, I liked that, but it also made me a little nervous. So at some point, he just was listening to me, and he reached over, and he grabbed my hand, and he said, you know, I just want you to know this is not a competition. We're not going to be in competition with each other. We're going to support each other. He said, we're going to be a team. He said this to me on our first date, and I literally just felt my body just relax. Like, I absolutely was, like, grounded down to the earth and just felt so comfortable. And I have to say, it's so true that we are such a team, and I love that. And I really am passionate about helping other people, if that's what they desire, to build that sort of partnership where you're really working together as a team. You're not in competition. You know, we're both coaches, and it would be so easy for us, you know, to get into that. But his successes are my successes, and my successes are his successes. And we absolutely, you know, sometimes people will choose to coach with one of us versus the other. And I absolutely know that everybody will work with the person that's absolutely right for them. And I bless the people that want to work with him, and I'm happy to work with the people that want to work with me. And I just want people out there to know that if that's what you want, just put the intention out there, because anything is really possible with enough intention and the right tools.
That's phenomenal. And I also, you know, as I was talking about reading your website and things that sort of paused my heart or opened me in an entirely different way, but I read your mission statement. And I have to tell you, I read mission statements maybe 40, 50, 60, 70 a day because I'm working in charities and companies. And I mean, I read, I could close my eyes and, you know, just off the top of my head, do a good 100 or 200 mission statements for you. But your mission statement was to help unite soulmates the world over. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's, I mean, what a calling of the heart and a life journey. This is beautiful.
Thank you. And, you know, I just say that, that when we, you know, I remember one time I had, when I was working with another relationship coach and I had some concerns about someone I was dating and, you know, just financial concerns and things of that nature. And she said, you know, you should never worry about those things because I've seen what's possible when soulmates come together. I've seen people go from, you know, practically homeless to millionaires because of the love and the support that they had with each other. And that really spoke to me because it really shifted my attention off of, okay, what am I going to get from the people I'm dating to, is this the person that I can build the type of life I want to build with? Are they the right partner for me? Are they the right teammate? And I truly believe, you know, not to sound cliche, but really we could use more love in the world. And it's there inside everybody. And some people just, they're not in tune with it at the moment. And can I share with you a quote that I love from Rumi?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. This just absolutely was almost my mantra when I was searching for my partner, and it is, your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it. And I believe that our soulmates can help draw out, it's not that your soulmate will make you anything that you're not, speaking to what you said before. In fact, your soulmate is the person who's going to help bring out all of the best qualities in you. They also may have some help you bring up some things for healing, but I really believe that your soulmate, again, going back to that concept, it's when you meet the right person, they can almost be a catalyst for you and your life purpose. I know that was absolutely true for me because, if you recall, I was in a completely different career when I met my husband.
Yeah.
And things just evolved so rapidly, and I knew there was something else I was supposed to be doing, and it all made sense. Within about a week of meeting him, we knew we would be working together and helping people find love. It was just absolutely clear to both of us. So.
Wow, that's just so beautiful. Okay, so I'm so glad you mentioned that, because as you were just sharing with this quote, how it's not about seeking love, but it's seeking and finding all the barriers within you. And I know that that's such a huge part of your work, is that you help people find and release all of the hidden blocks. And
yeah.
So tell me about that. Like, do people come to you and their head's bruised because they've been hitting the wall so many times and banging it, or because they've got like all Band-Aids on their chest, or I mean, just like, Jennifer, help me.
Yeah, they do, and I totally relate because I was so there myself just a few, you know, about five, I guess it was about 5 years ago, but so there myself where I was just, you know, I felt like Charlotte from Sex and the City. I don't know if you guys have seen that scene where she says, like, I've been dating since I was 16. Where is he already? And she's just so frustrated because she knows she has a lot to offer in a relationship, and she just cannot for the life of her understand why Mr. Right hasn't manifested. And that's where I was when I began my transformational process. And I do, yes, absolutely, people come to me, and they are just like, they don't know. They're like, I know I have things to offer. I've been trying. I've been working so hard. I don't understand why things aren't working out. And what I want to share with people about that is that you can find what those hidden blocks are, because the thing is, the reason that things aren't manifesting typically, you know, if you have a strong desire for something and you're working really hard, maybe you're going out on date after date, maybe you're online dating, or maybe you're not dating at all, but you're really putting out an intention and things are still not working out the way you want them to. Typically, that is the result of a hidden block, which is something that's stored in your subconscious mind. And the way that this usually works is that the person who has the hidden block is completely unaware that it even exists. And I know that was true for me. I was dating so much in my early 30s. I mean, I was, you know, I'll just admit now, I'll just, you know, be uncool and admit, I was on like 3 or 4 dating sites at a time. Like, I was really ready to find my partner. And I kept coming up against the same situations over and over again. It's almost like I was manifesting the same relationship in somebody else's body. And I thought, what gives already? Isn't it enough to meet a coach who does the same type of work that I do now? And we work together, and through her process and some other things that I had been reading and trying out, I was able to uncover all of these hidden blocks. And what they usually look like, a hidden block will look something like, you know, on the surface, someone will say, oh, I'm ready to be in a relationship. They know in their heart and in their soul they want to be in a relationship, and they're ready for the right partner who will support them and, you know, their purpose and love them for who they are. But under the surface, in the subconscious mind, there is some thought to the contrary. So while on the surface, they think, oh, I'm ready for a relationship. I know I have things to offer, and I want this. There may be a hidden fear, and I'll give you an example, and this is a very common one. People may want to be in the relationship, but on an unconscious or subconscious level, they're afraid they're going to get hurt again because that has happened in their past. Or maybe they're afraid that, and this was one of mine, that they won't be able to have the relationship and the career that they're passionate about. And a lot of times, even just seeing these things out in the open, they'll begin to dissolve already. People will begin to look at them and go, you know what, I can recognize this as simply a limiting belief. And they can begin to dissolve. And, of course, there's other things you can do, like affirmations and emotional freedom technique and hypnosis, to literally rewrite somebody's what I call love blueprint. It's almost like we're all programmed for to have certain expectations in love subconsciously. And if that programming is lodged in there, until we work with the programming, we're going to sort of print out the same copy again, if that makes any sense. It's like if you have a master copy in a machine and you don't fix the master copy, you're going to keep getting a reproduction of the same original. So what I help people do is to figure out where the faulty programming is, so to speak, and then from there we literally can rewrite a brand new love blueprint. We start telling a new story about what they're going to be attracting in their life. And I have to tell you, it is amazing how quickly this process works. It is absolutely just mind-blowing how quickly, when people start rewriting their stories, they will start to see a shift in their relationships and in their life.
That's just amazing. That's absolutely incredible. And in all the years that you've been working with people, is there, like, one thing that mostly prevents people? Is it fear of getting lost in their career, in themselves, in their, or that they're not lovable, or is there a one that you always say yes? You know, that's the chocolate ice cream of the crowd, or that's the most popular flavor of barriers or walls to finding true love.
You said it. I mean, definitely, you know, there's a couple of different variations of the flavor. It's kind of like you have, you know, chocolate, rocky road, and chocolate chip, if that makes any sense. You know, there are sort of variations of the same flavor. But, you know, yeah, absolutely. You know, even, you know, I have to say my journey was on the surface. If you had asked me, you know, are you a catch and do you have something to offer in a relationship, I would have been like, yeah, I'm no supermodel, but I take care of myself and I'm intelligent and I work hard and I have a lot of love to give. And when we did the sourcing, and that's the technique that I use most often with people to figure out what the underlying subconscious true beliefs are, it was a lot of, I'm not worthy, you know, I don't deserve this. And that's very common. It's widespread common, you know, I'm not lovable, I'm not worthy, I don't deserve this. And some people, upon seeing that, they know that this is not true, and so they can begin to rewrite the story. And other people, it's a little more deeply rooted, and it takes a little more time for us to to work with that and have them know in their heart that they truly are lovable and deserving and worthy. But it is possible with willingness.
That's incredible. That's just so beautiful. And I love, I was also reading that you talk about being magnetic and actually magnetizing your ideal soulmate towards you. And so how does that work?
Thank you so much for bringing that up. It has a lot to do with what we're talking about. You know, I people come to me with a lot of concerns about what, you know, reasons, you know, why they may not be able to attract their ideal partner. I'll give you some examples. You know, people say, oh, I'm too old. I get that a lot. You know, I'm too overweight. I've had too many, you know, damaged, you know, I've had too many past relationships that didn't work out. You know, I don't love myself. And really what I know to be true is that above anything, above your appearance, above your financial status, above even your history and your past, it is your energy that is going to best support you, help you find your right partner for you. It is about energetically aligning with finding the person that is going to help you to come alive and live the fullest life and fully live your fullest expression of creativity on the planet. And it's not about, you know, I want to say the where I differ from some of the other things that are out there is, while certainly action and inspired action is important and necessary, I truly believe it begins with the inner work and clearing out, as we mentioned, those hidden love blocks, because those can delay the process. You can't miss your soulmate, but it can certainly delay the process of you meeting them. And so you want to, it's about having a clear path and energetically aligning with your partner. And that might look like, an example of that might be, you know, I'll give you an example from my own life when I was going through this process, was that I used to come home, you know, to a studio apartment. It was a cute apartment, but after 8 years, it's gotten a little lonely. And I caught myself telling the story of, oh, I can't believe I have to come home to an empty apartment again. And where is my partner already? All of my friends, I felt like, were married and coupled, and I just felt so lonely. And so what I decided to do instead was to use that time after work and being out when I was home alone for a couple hours before bed to call forth my soulmate. And I did that using meditation, visualization, music, anything, prayer, anything I could think of that would send out the message to the universe, hey, you know what, even though I have not met this person yet, I'm willing to believe you, and I'm willing to align my energy with that instead of continuously telling the story over and over again of how miserable I was being single. And that really created a tremendous shift. So what I would like people to consider is that every thought that you think, every feeling that you have, every action that you take is either saying to the universe, I believe and I'm ready to receive, or it's pushing things away. And so what I help people to do is to use their thoughts and their energy and their feelings wisely so that you are focusing on what you want to attract and create instead of getting stuck in any other stories that might delay or even block the process.
This is so perfect. And so now I want to ask you a combination of questions, because I know that
sure. We
talk about when somebody meets their mate, then how do they know if this is really the forever after, or if it's the right fit, or if this is it feels so good and it feels so right, and can it be real, or is it a dream, or is this just closer to my manifestation? And I know you talk about how to attract the love of your life, like, once and for all. And I love the once and for all part. So how do you know if that's the once and for all?
Well, some people may not like the first answer. I'm going to give two answers for this. And some people may not like the first answer. I know when I was single, I did not like this answer, but I can say, coming out on the other side, that it was very true. And I would say most cases will fall into this category number one, which is, you'll know. It's like every soulmate couple I've ever seen, I would say about 95% of them, within a very short time, one or both couples just had a very strong sensation of knowing that this was a meaningful and purposeful relationship and that it was going to go the distance. And I know that can be frustrating for somebody who has never felt that. I know when people used to say that to me, I was just like, "Are you serious? That's what you're getting? That's what you got for me?" But I want to stress that, you know, a lot of times people come and they, you know, there's a lot of what a lot of people encounter on the road to their soulmate is a lot of almost. You know, it's like, oh, you know, the guy has the intelligence I want, and he's very sweet, but there's something kind of missing, and I don't know what it is, and maybe they, you know, date them for a while. And so sometimes that just means, you know, a lot of times it means it's not the right person. However, there is another category, and the other category is if somebody still has some blocks. For example, if, let's say, someone 75% believes they deserve love and a really supportive relationship, but there's a part of them that's not so sure about that, sometimes it can actually just be a reflection of their own thoughts about themselves still. So it could mean that they still have some inner work to do. And so what I recommend to people is to keep doing the inner work. Keep, you know, anytime you notice resistance to your fullest expression of love coming up, take note and then do something to help release that resistance. And keep lining up with how you want your relationship to feel. And keep lining up with how you want your relationship to be. Keep imagining it. Keep, you know, going into the as if and feeling how you want the relationship to feel. And if you've done that for a long time in a relationship where you're unsure, if someone's unsure if that's the right partner for them or not, one of two things will happen. Number one is they will get to a place where they go, oh, I just couldn't really see the forest for the trees before because I had some of my own beliefs in the way. Or the universe will arrange it so that there's a separation to make space for the person who they are going to feel like that with. So I don't recommend people, you know, people come to me and they're like, I'm not sure if this is the right person or not. I tell them to just simply get really clear on what you want your partnership to feel and be like and put all of your energy and attention onto that. And I promise the universe will work it out that one way or another. Eventually, if you keep lining up and you keep visualizing and you keep believing and you keep staying open to that possibility for yourself, eventually it will line up one way or the other. And the caveat on that is we need to keep a little bit of distance and remain unattached to how that transpires. And a good example of that might be, you know, someone's made a list and they put very specific things like blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, their soulmate may actually have dark hair, but it's more about how they want the relationship to feel and to be. And so I always recommend people to get a really clear vision. What is this relationship going to feel like for me? What feelings will I have? How will I be in this relationship? And keep their focus on that as much as humanly possible. And when you do that, and you're paying attention to the blocks that are coming up, and you're releasing them, your soulmate is definitely on their way. I just absolutely believe that.
So when you talk about being ready and being aligned, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Alignment, I'll define alignment in case people are not familiar with the term, at least as the way that I use it. Alignment is when your mind, your body, your spirit, and your subconscious mind are all congruent with your desires. So an example of not being aligned, which I call split energy, would be that your mind and body believes, or let's say your body and your spirit and your conscious mind believe that you deserve and are ready for a relationship. And subconsciously, you know, maybe deep down in the programming, you know, you watched your parents be in an unhappy relationship. And there are some fears there you might end up in the same situation. That's not 100% aligned because the subconscious mind has some reservations. So being aligned would be working with the subconscious mind to where the subconscious mind is like, oh, okay, I'm willing to get on board with this new story. That feels good for me. I don't have fear about that. And so now it's not, there's no foot on the brake. Meaning aligned is when you just have your foot on the gas and not one foot on the brake as well. That's alignment.
Thank you for that. What a beautiful definition. I mean, that all of this work is just so incredible. And I know one of the purposes of this show, you know, that we've worked so hard and we desire so greatly here is to give people the tools and the techniques and the keys and the secrets to having a happily ever after. And so are there keys that people should be looking for or keys that they can find within their own heart of themselves to be able to attract their soulmate or their life partner?
I've broken it down to, I like to keep things as simple and clear as possible. So I've broken it down into the top three keys. And key number one is to know what you want and clearly ask for it, which may sound obvious, but a lot of people, when they come to me, and I want to make this distinction because it's really important, they'll come to me and say, well, I really don't want a relationship like my last one. That's not as clear as saying, I want to be in a relationship with a loving, supportive partner who gets my need to be creative and we enjoy our time together, but also gives me the space to be who I am. That's a very clear asking. Saying, I don't want to get hurt again. You know, and one thing I want to share with people about that is our subconscious minds don't hear negative. So if you say, I don't want stress, all your subconscious mind will hear is stress. So we want to, first and foremost, get very clear about what type of partner you want and what you want the relationship to feel like and write it down. It's so powerful to write it down. And the ideal way to write it down would be to write it in the present tense. So number one is to know what you want and clearly asking for it. And asking for it could look like writing it down, as I just mentioned. It could also be a vision board. It could be writing in your journal about how amazing it's going to feel when you're with the right partner. So those are clear ways of sending out a very clear signal to the universe, this is what I want, and this is what I'm committed to having in my life. So that's key number one. Shall I go on to key number two?
Yes, please.
Okay, great. All right, so key number two, I already mentioned, but I'll say it again because it's good to hear it twice. And that is, key number two is to become aligned. And I'll state what alignment is again. Alignment is when your mind, body, your spirit, and your subconscious mind are all congruent with your desires. And by congruent, I mean all of those trains are moving on the same track. You don't have one going one way and one going another way. So that's going to accelerate the process. So that's key number two. And key number three is my favorite thing to do with people because it's so powerful, and that is to rewrite your love blueprint. So rewriting your love blueprint and clearing split energy. And split energy is all defined again as when your body, mind, spirit, and subconscious mind are moving in different directions. So there's a split of how they're moving energetically. So we want to clear the split energy, and we want to rewrite that love blueprint so that all of those trains are moving down the same track, your foot is off of the brake, and you have a clear path to your ideal partner.
Fantastic. Wow. I love this information. Jennifer, how does somebody work with you if they want to be coached by you? If they're just sitting there now feverishly writing and their hands are all cramped with all this information. And, I mean, do you do workshops? Do you work online? How can somebody work with you?
All of the above. Typically, the first step, you know, I like to get to know people. I'm very hands-on. I like to get to know people and know what their situation is so that I can make a recommendation whether it would be better to work with me privately or if they just need, you know, maybe the 8-week online group coaching program is best. And so typically, the first step to working with me is to do what's called a Discover Your Clear Path to Love session. And what the session will be about and what they will get from the session, first of all, is clarity, a sense of clarity about the type of partner they really want to attract. So I'll help them just get really clear on their vision for this amazing partner that they're going to manifest. And number two is to find out the essential building blocks to attracting the man or woman of their dreams. The third thing they'll get from the session is I'll help them zero in on the number one thing that's stopping them from having the relationship you really want. Usually, I can tell pretty quickly. Usually, I get a real sense very quickly about like one major thing that might be standing in their way. So we'll help them identify that during the session. And then I help them, moving forward, I'll help them identify the most powerful action steps they can take toward the relationship they truly desire. And then, of course, if they want to continue working with me, we can discuss solutions at that point. So that's the Discover Your Clear Path to Love session. And if someone wanted to sign up for that, this month I have cleared on my schedule spots for 20 sessions only. Exactly.
Wow.
I counted them yesterday for the Discover Your Clear Path to Love session. And if someone wanted to sign up for that, they could go to our website, which is consciousdatingandrelating.com. And conscious is spelled C-O-N-S-C-I-O-U-S, datingandrelating.com. And if you look at the menu bar on top and you click on Start Here, there is a link to, you'll see where there's a little orange button and it says schedule your session now. So they can actually go online and schedule that session themselves. And it will pop up in my calendar, and then I will call them at their scheduled time.
Someone
wanted to work with me. Yeah, that would be the best.
Absolutely awesome. And then I wanted to talk to you about some of your workshops. So
sure.
You have a Manifesting Love workshop, and which I just think is amazing. And you go through all these things, like the number one reason people haven't met their soulmate or how to attract somebody despite your flaws, which I love. I absolutely love that. Or how to attract the person, just like you do with Richard, who supports your higher purpose. And so for somebody lost or somebody yearning or for somebody that's even been married before that thinks, can this one work or can I really find the right person, is this a great place to go as well, or is this, would you start there, or do you start individual coaching first, or what is the better path to take a step forward towards finding the love of your life in your heart?
Well, I like to start, like I mentioned before, I like to start with that the Discover Your Clear Path to Love session, and I should also mention that it is complimentary. It's free, so there's no risk or whatever. It's just to make sure that we're a match. I know I'm the right coach for a lot of people, but I'm not the right coach for every single person out there. So that's the first step, to make sure we're a great match and, we feel good together, because it's really important to me. You know, choosing a coach is such a personal thing, and I want to make sure that people feel really good about that. And from there, I have different, there are different packages available. You know, some people choose to do private coaching and do the 8-week online coaching webinar. You know, some people may only have the budget for the coaching webinar. And so I always try to make sure they get some kind of resource, even if it's a free resource by the end of the session. It really depends. It's very individual. I wish I could give you a better answer, but I tend not to do one size.
No, yeah. That's perfect, because I know people that are listening, you know, sometimes it's so confusing when people say, well, should I do a private session? But now you just learned that all of you that are listening all over the world, it doesn't matter, you know, if you're in Romania, it doesn't matter if you're in France, if you're in Malta, Jennifer can help you. The fact that you're offering a free session is amazing, because I know the quality of your work and your heart and how diligent you are in really uncovering someone's pathway and unfolding their true, you know, stream to true love. So I think that, I mean, just that offer alone is the greatest gift. So all of you that are listening, you know, please yell thank you out loud to the universe and to Jennifer right now, because I think it's just amazing. And
thank
truly,
you.
And then I think a workshop, like a Manifesting Love workshop, or, you know, how to find your, what is that, forever? I love that, how you find your true love or whatever, the love of your life once and for all. I want to write that down, once and for all. Who wouldn't want to do that? who wouldn't want to say, okay, I want to find the love of my life once and for all. And then I also, was when I was sort of sneaking around your website there, I saw something that really caught my eye, and especially when you were just saying it depends on someone's budget and how much money they have and, you know, what they can allot right now. And like you were saying, you might meet the love of your life, and together you manifest this amazing wealth of not just love and creation, but your whole life can change. And all of a sudden, you know, financially you can support each other and help each other, empower each other, and launch each other's dreams and goals and visions, and just magic flows. You're in flow. Once you're in flow, you're in flow. And I think that's incredible. But for those that are still a little stuck, I love you have a section that says how to do Valentine's on a budget. And I just started to laugh, and I thought, what a great thing to teach people how to do.
Yeah, well, you know, I really believe what I know to be true is that these principles that I teach people for love relationships can be used for any area of their life. So, for example, if somebody was struggling, and I have to say, I know this because 4 or 5 years ago, not only was I single, but I was also broke and in debt and about to file bankruptcy. So I know the power of these tools. They can be used not only for relationships, but for any area of your life. And what I've been doing is, you know, once I found my partner and we established got married and established a really solid relationship, is I've started applying these tools now to my coaching career, and they are working just as well. So what I would love to share with people is that these tools can be used in any area of your life, whether it's relationships, whether it's finances, whether it's weight loss. You know, being able to work with your mind in a positive and constructive way, and to be able to get your subconscious mind working with you instead of against you, you will open up. I can't even begin to tell you the amount of possibilities you can open up for yourself when you know how to work with your mind and you know how to harness the power of your mind for what you want instead of your default programming. You can use this in any area of your life.
This is just so exciting for me. It really is. And you've mentioned a couple tools here. And for those that are not familiar, I would just love for you to be able to clarify. I know that we talked about the EFT and tapping as a resource and, you know, NLP, the hypnosis, and, you know, following the law of attraction and some of the tools and techniques that you use. And for those that are new to those, and as I was reading your bio, could you share a little bit about how those tools work or how you integrate those into being able to help find the romance and love?
Sure. I'll start with EFT because it's my favorite. It's my go-to tool because of its ability to help people neutralize unwanted emotions so very quickly. And I use EFT in conjunction with something called the Source Technique that my mentor, Robin, created. And the Source Technique is essentially a conscious conversation with the subconscious mind, meaning people are fully awake. They're not under hypnosis. They're completely aware and awake, but you're able to tap into what we were talking about before, what those hidden blocks might be. So, you know, on the surface, they're either ready and wanting this relationship, but their subconscious mind might have, you know, a different story. With the Source Technique, we can actually converse with the subconscious mind to find out exactly what those hidden blocks might be. And then using EFT, which stands for Emotional Freedom Technique, we can help neutralize the charge around the origin of the limiting belief. So let's say, for example, somebody had, you know, a fear of getting hurt or being vulnerable in relationships. That's obviously, you know, it's very common. And it stems from, you know, maybe when they were 4, their step-parent yelled at them for something, and they created this belief that they're just not lovable. Well, using EFT, we can neutralize the charge on the original trauma so that they remember the incident, but it just doesn't bother them anymore. And then once that's happened, they're in a much better space. They're in a much more resourceful state. Start rewriting that blueprint and that programming and start being able to really absorb and believe down to their core and in their subconscious mind, I am lovable. I do deserve a relationship and abundance and joy and peace in my life. You know, I do deserve love in a really powerful way in my life. So that's the EFT, the source technique. Hypnosis is, the purpose of hypnosis is that when someone is in hypnosis, they are, their subconscious mind is highly suggestible. So, for example, if I tell you in a waking state, you are lovable, you may or may, you might go, maybe, you know, or no, you might even reject it. When you're in hypnosis, you're more likely to, right? I mean, these things happen. So when you're in hypnosis, someone's more likely, their subconscious mind is more likely to accept that as the truth. And so one thing I want to say about hypnosis, because I know a lot of people may or may not have experienced it, is that, you know, no one can make you do anything in hypnosis that you don't want to do. And I say that because I know there's stage hypnotists out there that, you know, make people like quack like ducks and do all sorts of interesting things on stages at fairs and whatnot. And I want to stress that those people that are doing those would not be doing that if it was not a part of them that wanted to. So it's not, you know, you can't make somebody do anything they don't want to do. And I always converse with people. Before we do hypnosis, we actually sit down and I'll let them know what we're going to be doing. And a lot of times we've actually come up with the statements we're going to be affirming, like the I am lovable, I am deserving. We'll actually write those together so that they feel really comfortable, you know, with what we're going to be doing with the hypnosis. So that's hypnosis. And then NLP stands for Neuro-Linguistic Programming, and the most popular conduit of that modality is Anthony Robbins. Anthony Robbins is NLP trained. He is not the creator of neurolinguistic programming, but he is the most well-known, and we are thankful to him for bringing it more into the mainstream. And neurolinguistic programming is basically the science of how to run your brain for excellence. So, again, going back to the concept of, you know, instead of letting the default programming run the show, if it's not giving you the results you desire, you know, how can you harness the power of your brain to work for you instead of against you, and not the science of neurolinguistic programming.
Thank you for that and for that clarification. I mean, they're wonderful tools, and that's what I love, is that there's not a singular path, but there's a singular drawing of the heart. So when you talk about that magnetic pull towards the love of your life or the knowingness, I know that my father proposed to my mom on the first date, and my mom said yes. And my mom was still living with her parents at that time, and her father came in and said, you know, how was your date? And my mom said, I'm getting married. And my grandfather said, you're having a bad dream, go back to bed. And he shut the door and shut the light. So, and the next morning, my father came and asked for my mom's hand in marriage, but they both just knew. They knew. And so I love the fact that when you talk about that perfect fit, or that perfect love, or that by removing the obstacles, or removing the blocks, removing the barriers, or being ready and open, and like you said, aligned and available, that the stars can align. And I love one of the things, my favorite things that you said in the whole show, is that you can't miss the love of your life. You know, it's not like you're going to trip over them or something. It's just the trusting and the knowingness and the being open and available to have it step into your world.
Absolutely. And if you ask my husband, you know, if anyone ever asks my husband, how do I know if it's the right person? He, you know, he's from New York. He's very direct. He'll say, well, if you have to ask. That's his answer. You have to ask, it's not the right person. My answer is a little softer, which is I do believe that most people will know. I can tell you that when I saw my husband and I did meet online, and when I saw his picture, there was just this immediate knowing of, oh, that man's going to be in my life. I didn't know if he was going to be my coach or a dear friend, but I absolutely knew he was going to be a close person in my life. I felt like I knew him. I just knew. I have no logical explanation, but I did know that. And I will say that it took me, you know, someone, you know, in softening what my husband's philosophy on that, I'll just say that if someone has gone through, you know, been hurt a lot in relationships, it may take them a little bit longer to really accept the relationship because they just might have a little bit more guardedness or caution, and it might take a moment to kind of catch up with, hey, this is real. I know that that was true for me. It took me, he knew apparently before we even met in person, he had told one of his close friends while surfing, I've met the one. He's like, well, have you met her yet? He's like, no, but I just know. And I was like, I found this out at our engagement party. And for me, it took, you know, I knew that I felt a very strong connection, and I felt amazingly comfortable, and I just felt such a space of love with him. But it took me about a month to know for sure, probably because I'd had so many false alarms. I thought I'd met the one so many other times that I was a little more cautious about, you know, latching on to that. But after about a month, it was just undeniable. And I truly believe that people will get to a point. If it's the right person for you and they're truly your soulmate and they are your right person for your life journey, at some point you will just have an absolute knowing in your heart. And I bless everybody who's listening for that time. And I just want to share with people that if I can do it, anyone can. We didn't talk about what my relationships were like before, but trust me, they were a hot mess, and bless their souls. They were wonderful people. But, you know, I just wanted to share that because I know, you know, it's so easy for the mind to go to the place of, oh, well, that person has it, but it won't happen for me. You know, I was one of those people that was like, you know, oh, I started to, you know, wonder if it was ever going to happen, but I stayed the course. And so I encourage everyone out there, you know, if you feel like, you know, you just don't know if this person's ever going to happen for you, but you want to, just stay the course and figure out what you need to do to become an energetic mass and align, and it can happen to you. That's what I wanted to share with people.
Thank you. And I'm glad that you said, you know, that they were wonderful people too, because that's how I feel in my own personal life. You know, I always say I'm like the Easter Bunny, but instead of collecting eggs, I collect wonderful, nice people. Like, here's a nice person.
That's
your life, and I collect all the nice people. And so I love that. I mean it all the time that are wonderful. They're incredible. They're stellar men. And if I had friends, I'd say, oh, my gosh, you should go out with this guy. You know, I have such a big vision in life that that person's just not aligned, you know, with my life or my future, but that doesn't make them not a wonderful person. It doesn't make them not incredible. So I love the fact that you had said that, you know.
Absolutely, and the more you can focus on the positives of the people, and I'm sure I know you do this, Nicole, but just for everybody out there listening, the more you can focus on the positive of the people you do meet. Like, let's say, for example, you meet somebody for a date, and, you know, they're not the right person. Well, you know, you could go into the space of, oh, God, I haven't met the right person again, or you could just be in the space of enjoying the moment and focusing on the fact that this person's a great listener and they're buying you dinner or whatever, or you're just, you know, you're having good conversation. And the more you focus on those things that you love and appreciate, eventually the universe will get them picture. They'll be like, oh, okay, I get it. So you want somebody that's intelligent and a good listener, and, you know, and it's like you're almost, anytime you appreciate something, you're going to draw more of it into your life. So I encourage people to use dating as practice and as practice in appreciation. And I can tell you that that alone could shift your dating life. Just coming into, you know, looking at dating with, no attachment, just going into the space of appreciating these people for what they have to offer and who they are. You know, if you can go about it with that sort of lightness, it will help accelerate the process. For sure, because it keeps your energy up, and that's really important to do when you're doing the dating thing.
Wow, this is just some amazing information. I love that you were with us today. And for those of you that now have arthritis from writing so quickly and so fast, they could not write those three keys quick enough or what alignment means, you can get a copy of today's show simply by picking up your phone, really easy. Pick up your phone and send a text message to 55678, really easy, 55678, and the message is simply Nicole, and you could download for free a copy of today's show or any of the archive show. But I know you'll want to hear this over and over and over again, and that way you're like, what are those keys? What are how do I find true love for ever, once and for all. I'm going to write that on my vision board, once and for all. So just so brilliant, absolutely incredible, impeccable, lovely, enriching, and opening information. It just makes you feel good. It's like marinating in the possibility and the knowingness that love exists and it's out there for all of us. And I love that you're the tour guide of the universe. for the world. I mean, that is truly one of the most brilliant vision statements to help unite soulmates the world over. And then you just have to breathe and go, ah.
You know, I love what you just said about love is available for everybody. It truly is. And the more that we can recognize it within ourselves, the more we'll see it around us. And that's, I love that you mentioned that. And, you know, I love what happens when soulmates come together. It's like all of a sudden you have two people that were powerful in their own right, and they come together. And it's literally like you can magnify your ability to co-create. And I'll give you an example of this was recently, last month, my husband and I did a joint vision board together just for fun. We thought, well, what if we create a vision board together and we align the things we align on the vision? I can tell you that stuff started manifesting within 2 days. And these were not small things. We're talking about like pretty lofty, like, you know, visions. And there's just a power that happens when people come together and they align with a vision. It amplifies what the people could do on their own. And I believe that, you know, people that are coming in together in love, they're probably going to have some other wonderful intentions for the world too. And so the more these people we can bring together, you know, we'll just keep raising the vibration of the planet. And I guess we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens then. It might be fun, you know. So
that's so beautiful. And before we go, I always love to ask people for definitions. And so what,
okay,
for you personally, is your definition of love?
Let me tune into this for a minute. You know, I feel like I want to quote Course in Miracles and say, you know, love is the only thing that's real. And I guess that feels true for me. Like when we break down all the other stuff, you know, there's a saying that is that every situation is either an act of love or a call for love. And there's also another saying that only love is real. And I truly believe that love is available in any situation if we're willing to look at it through those eyes. And so I believe love is the truth. And what I love to help people do is just remember that truth within themselves. And that, I know, was my process, was just remembering that I did not need to go out and get love, that I had love already inside me, and it was something that I could share with other people. And I have to tell you, knowing that, remembering that truth about yourself will change your life on every level in such a positive way.
That was so beautiful, Jennifer, as you are in your heart and your spirit and your soul and your work and your commitment to each individual and to light and life and love and lust and passion and romance and all of these just magical and magnificent things. And I'm so pleased that you found your true love and your happiness, because nobody deserves to be loved more than you. You really, you're such a special, special woman. So thank you for being with us today. And I so look forward to having you back. And for all of you that are out here, that was an incredible offer on Jennifer's part. Go to her website, have a session with her, open your heart, and step in to your vision and dream, because happily ever after really does exist, and it's right around the corner waiting for you. So this is Nicole and Jennifer from Hourglass Bride wishing you that all your happily ever after dreams come true, and wishing you a wonderful week. Jennifer, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.